The man who missed Easter and found faith is our subject this morning. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is the gospel lesson read a moment ago. "I found it" became the slogan of an evangelism mission throughout America several years ago. "I found it." And it wasn't long, there appeared the counter slogan used out on bumper stickers of automobiles, which read, "I lost it." Who are the people who frankly react to faith with that defined slogan, "I lost it"? And what did they mean? We often assume that such bold skeptics are outside the church, where you may not see "I lost it" signs on bumper stickers at church parking lots, but I dare say there are people in the church who are very much "I lost it" people. People whose faith is weak. People who are confused in their religious convictions, where zeal is lacking for the church's mission. On the evening of the day Jesus Christ rose from the dead, he came and stood in the midst of his disciples behind closed doors, and he said to them, "Peace be with you." Had Thomas been there, he may have shared with the joy of the other disciples, but he was not there. He was the man who missed Easter. And Thomas is not alone. The modern world is filled with people who, after the celebration of Easter, miss the joy and hope and peace of the Easter gospel. How hard it is for them to believe. And if it is hard for us to believe, it is hard for us to be about the mission of the church. It was the risen Lord who said, "Even so, send I you." It was the Lord who lived after Calvary, who addressed his disciples, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven." And that's rather important for men in this audience, who within 10 days will receive assignments into the mission of the church. "Go ye as men who live in the resurrection of Jesus Christ." How hard it is for some to believe. Some in high places in the church. The church survived that era a few years ago when "God is dead" theology was rampant. But question marks still prevail in modern scholarship over the resurrection of our Lord. Under the headline, "Did Jesus Rise Bodily?" a religion reporter for the Los Angeles Times notes that many biblical scholars in the nation's seminaries, together with some pastors, say no. If death has dominion over Christ and if his body still lies in Joseph's tomb, then there is every reason for you and me to be skeptical of the promise of God's forgiveness of sins and to be very weak about the mission that Christ has given to the church. We are, of all men, most miserable. Whether it be the humble, troubled soul, or whether it be theologians and intellectuals in the church, the Apostle Paul meets all skepticism and the doubting of every comment when he asserts that now is Christ risen from the dead. And it is that same living Lord who abides with his disciples to send them forth and to proclaim his victory in life. "Shall I tell you," said David Livingstone, the great missionary to Africa, "what supported